Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. The UK's online safety bill will be revised to remove the obligation for social platforms to take down legal but harmful content. The government states the change, affecting platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, preserves free speech and gives people greater control over what they see online. UK Culture Secretary Michelle Donnellan said the amendment ensures no tech company firms or future government could use the law as license to censor legitimate views. Sony announced MoCopy, which are six motion-tracking bands for hands, feet, back, and head, allowing for motion-tracking to operate digital avatars in real-time for apps like VRChat. There will also be an SDK for importing motion data into 3D animation apps. MoCopy will cost 49,500 yen, approximately $358. Reservations begin mid-December 2022, and sales start late January 2023, but no word at this time for North American availability. On Tuesday, India's central bank announced it will launch the first pilot for a retail digital currency on December 1st, extending the test for the creation and distribution of the e-rupee with a group of merchants and customers. This feature follows a month after evaluating the digital currency for the wholesale market. Four local banks, the State Bank of India, ICICI Bank, Yes Bank, and the IDFC, will participate in this phase of the pilot in four cities, which include Mumbai and New Delhi. More banks, cities, and customers will be added later. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission in seven states sued Google and iHeartMedia over allegedly running deceptive Pixel 4 ads from 2019 and 2020, featuring influencers that did not own or use the phone. The proposed FTC orders and state judgments bar Google and iHeartMedia from future misrepresentations, and the state judgments also require them to pay $9.4 million in penalties. Photo-sharing site Flickr is considering integrating with ActivityPub, the decentralized social networking protocol which is used by Mastodon, PixelFed, and PeerTube. Flickr CEO Don McCaskill tweeted the company was internally discussing ActivityPub and ran a poll about adopting it. CEO of Automattic, Matt Mullenweg, tweeted on November 21st that Tumblr will be adding ActivityPub after dealing with an influx of new users. Cryptocurrency exchange Kraken agreed to settle claims it violated U.S. sanctions against Iran with the Department of the Treasury for $362,158.70. Kraken is also required to invest $100,000 in sanctions compliance controls. Kraken allegedly processed 826 transactions totaling over $1.68 million for customers possibly located in Iran. The Department of the Treasury says the violations were non-egregious and voluntarily self-disclosed. Acer fixed a vulnerability affecting multiple laptop models which could deactivate UEFI Secure Boot. The BIOS patch can be applied manually, and the update will also appear as a critical Windows update in the future. Lenovo patched similar bugs in ThinkBook, IdeaPad, and Yoga laptop models earlier this month. MoveIt, the Israeli trip planning app, now allows users to follow transit line movements in real time, in addition to MoveIt's real-time arrival countdown. The arrival countdown is available for buses, trams, trains, subways, ferries, and cable cars in over 220 cities in 38 countries. Google Maps added a similar feature about 4 years ago. Lawson, a Japan-based chain of convenience stores, opened its first store staffed almost entirely by avatars, both male and female. The avatars are backed by remote workers to answer questions and process transactions that cannot be done with self-service tech. There will also be in-person staff focused on engaging customers instead of manning checkouts. Apple announced the list of App Store 2022 award winners, with Be Real winning iPhone App of the Year and Apex Legends Mobile taking iPhone Game of the Year. Apple also released top charts for the year, and the top five free apps in the US are TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram, and Google Maps. The top five paid apps are Procreate Pocket, Hot Schedules, The Wonder Weeks, Shadow Rocket, and 75 Hard, a self-improvement app. Apple also changed up the Apple Music Replay for 2022, which now features a story-style interface of highlights, still web-only, at replay.music.apple.com. Each page includes animation and transitions, with related music in the background for most played, favorite artists, genre, and listening time. Following the highlight reels, users can scroll down for more in-depth details on the section. And NASA's Orion capsule set a distance record of 268,553 miles beyond Earth, a record for a spacecraft designed for carrying humans in space. The Orion broke the former record set by Apollo 13 in 1970. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.